Welcome to Exagility. I'm your host, John Coleman.
One of the things that I learned from Marshall Goldsmith in Salt Lake City was how to present your energy. I put it to him that what if, as an executive, I've got a lot of stuff going on personally? What do I do with that as a person trying to foster change, cultivate an environment where something good will happen? And he interrupted me quite quickly and he said, you need to be a professional. And he kind of went on to a story saying, if you were an actor in a Broadway show in New York and your toe was hurting, would you say, I can't go on the stage tonight because my toe is hurting? Or, you know, my aunt died last week, things like that. And he was being a bit clinical and cold with me, but I got the message that Marshall was trying to give me, that we have to manage our energy. And he refers a lot to Alan Mulally, ex-CEO of Ford, and he refers to never actually seeing Alan not smiling. That no matter what was going on through the difficult times after the 2008 financial crisis when the car industry was in big, big trouble, even then, Alan was smiling, and Marshall was quite complimentary about Alan Mulally. It's a tricky thing because we also need to be true to our values and true to ourselves. And if you feel that, for example, you're not being true to yourself and you're not balancing your own energy, maybe we're smiling for the good of others, but maybe doing long-term harm to ourselves. And I guess what I would ask you to do is try to strike some balance. So I think we do need to be aware of the mood that we bring to a situation. Are we glass half empty or glass half full? Are we smiling? Are we bringing fear? Are we bringing hope or inspiration? Are we taking people from hopelessness to hope to inspiration, to being inspired and inspiring? So what mood do we bring into a situation? And a gentleman I met recently, his name is Tim Wiggum, I think that's how you pronounce his surname, and he's a performance coach, and he has a 3M model, and he talks about method, which is how we do our work, mindset, which is difficult to change, and that's what we're working on in this series, through a set of behavior replacements, and then mood set, as he puts it. And mood is easier to work on. And so you can change, according to Tim, you change the climate of the situation, you change the whole aura, I guess, and the environment through your energy. And so my request is that you're trying to find a way to be uplifting, inspiring, be inspired and uplift people and help them. And at the same time, be true to yourself as well in terms of whatever you need to do to give your own energy some nourishment, because I refer to the metaphor of a Duracell battery, an energy battery, where if we're trying to be happy all the time and not kind of letting out some tension, maybe we'll burn out in the long run. So try to find that balance where you're being uplifting, you're helping people, you're being hopeful, you're encouraging, you're being real at the same time, but also you're being true to yourself. And as Tim puts it, it's easier to change the mood than it is to change the mind. So have a think about that. Thank you.